Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Inside the 10 o'clock hour on The Fan, moving right along. Till midnight, KM to AM. Keith McPherson till the morning comes. C-Mac is probably driving in, listening to this right now, thinking about what he's going to talk about. And what we've talked about tonight is mostly the NFL draft. It's a week away. You've heard my thoughts on what I think the Jets and Giants should do. We also have continued to sing the praises of one John Sterling. And we've leaned a little bit into the Yankees series coming up against the Rays, a little bit into the Mets series coming up against the Dodgers. I would like to take some more calls and questions on that stuff, but I know people love the NFL. The NFL is king. We're going to keep talking football, and we can do that at 877-337-6666. I do want to get in some conversation about the Rangers, the Isles, and of course the Knicks, and I think we got enough time to do that. Call up and join the show. Up, and away we go. Don't change that radio. Chris is in Lynchburg, Virginia on The Fan in New York.
Hey, long time to talk. How you been, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right, man. Best time of the year. Like I said, I know I talked to you a lot last year during this time, so I thought let's get it going again. Before I talk basketball, though, I do have a question, though, about your Dallas Cowboys, if you don't mind. What is going on with the running back situation? Because my best friend, he's a big Cowboys fan, and he's stunned, too, because he thought Pollard would come back, and then he goes to Tennessee. Derrick Henry, I thought, could have been an option, but he's gone, and there's, like, nobody left. So I'm just curious to know what your Cowboys are going to do when it comes to running backs.
Improper planning. It started with Jerry Jones saying Zeke who, and when Ezekiel Elliott went to Cabo in 2018, 2 years before they had to give him a new contract, he forced Jerry Jones's hand, and Jerry Jones literally gave him the DJ LeMahieu contract. He gave him 6 years, $90 million, and Zeke fell off a cliff. I think three seasons after that, he was slow. He wasn't as effective, and they had to cut him. They couldn't have him and Tony Pollard, who they also drafted that year, and Tony Pollard emerged, their tandem, as a 1-2 punch. Tony Pollard emerged as a playmaker. They franchise tag him last year. He's not as effective, coming off of breaking his leg, and you know, they end up not being able to re-sign Tony Pollard. He goes home to Tennessee and signs with the Titans as King Henry leaves and signs with the Ravens and tells the world that Jerry Jones and the Cowboys didn't even reach out to him because his price was too high. Jerry Jones just spoke about having to pay Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and Micah Parsons. Oh, now all of a sudden they're holding back. They don't want to spend money. Even I heard that Zach Moss was too rich for the Joneses at $4.25 million a year. They're cooked, man. They need actual football people running the operation. Jerry Jones is 81 wearing five different hats. His son, Stephen Jones, who learned everything from him, is wearing the other five hats. They're a mess. I haven't felt like this down on the Dallas Cowboys, this disappointed in Big D, big disaster waiting to happen, big denial, right? When Jerry Jones said he was all in, they're all in denial. This is a mess waiting to happen, and I think they're going to end up not re-signing Dak Prescott. He's going to leave and be a free agent. Mike McCarthy is going to be done. This is the last year on his contract, and they're probably going to win like nine games this year.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I was just thinking about that going into draft, because I'm like, wait a minute, the Cowboys running back, I haven't heard anybody go there, so I was just wondering what's going on there. But the main reason I called was because I heard you earlier, and I said NBA playoffs going. Like I said, I'm happy for Knicks fans, and Knicks fans be excited. But one thing I think, I don't want to say, and I guess it makes me a little being a little arrogant being a Celtics fan, but the Knicks will probably meet with the Boston Celtics in the conference finals, but the Boston's winning this thing. If everything goes right, they're going to
Typical Celtics fan. Boston's winning this thing. Every year they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, they get to the finals. What have they won?
But here's the thing, though. This year, though, while you got Tatum, you got Brown, and I think Kristaps Porzingis is making a huge difference. He has been healthy. You got Derek White and Drew Holiday. Because if you think about it on paper, if you put the Knicks and Celtics together, Tatum is number one. Is the best player. In the
we don't
team.
Have to Tatum do it on paper. They were just on the floor together a few days ago.
I don't count that game, though.
Of course you don't, because you're a Celtics fan, right? They Celtics played all their guys. They went from being questionable. They went from not playing them to playing them, and then saying, it's not worth it. We already got the one seed locked up.
They clinched everything. Here's the thing. I'm not saying the Knicks have no chance. I do think they can make it a series, but with the way things are going, they could probably take the Celtics to five, maybe six games, but that's it. And I will eat crow if I'm wrong, but when I look at things going, Celtics taking things seriously, again, I have Tatum as the best player in that series, Jalen Brunson too, but then after that, it's Brown.
Yeah, what happens when Tatum goes missing for a couple games? What happens when somebody gets hurt? I don't know, Kristaps has a boo-boo. It happens to you guys every year. What happens when
I'm just telling me this year is going to be different. And again, you know I love you, Keith, but I'm talking basketball, but for anyone who doubts Boston, I just think this is the year they're going to prove people wrong. And again, if the Knicks meet the Celtics and they beat them, I will eat crow for what it is. But I just feel something different about this team that's going to go well. And it's going to be a fun series. Like I said, I wish the Knicks fans nothing but the best. Like I said, they'll take care of Philadelphia. I agree with you. They'll beat them in five. But we'll see what happens. But it's going to be a fun series, and I'm very confident in Boston. I do expect the Knicks to get there, but again, we'll see what happens. But I'm very confident, and it should be fun to watch. And I'll definitely chime in going forward from time to time as the playoffs progress, for sure.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Nothing against you, Chris. This isn't personal, like me versus you. This is me versus Boston and the Boston Celtics. I'm so tired of the arrogance. I'm so tired of how arrogant their fan base is. What have you won with this current construct? Listen, I get it. I know. And part of this is my Nets fandom coming out because we helped you get some of the guys that you have, right? Because we want Boston. Yeah, that was me who went viral in that video. I didn't care. I knew we whether we wanted Boston or not, that was our fate, and we were swept 2 years ago, KD and Kyrie. But you know what? Even then, that series could have went a little bit differently. But I'm so tired of these Boston fans. I can't stand Boston. In baseball, obviously, definitely. In basketball, I hate the look of their parquet floors. I hate Lucky the Leprechaun. And they have this whole thing, if you step on Lucky, you disrespect Lucky. Man, shut up. This is the year? Sure, it should be the year. Because what I said right away was, who let them put this team together with Drew Holiday, with Kristaps Porzingis? They're cheating. But, you have to show me. You have to get it done. And yeah, I know. They smacked the Nets this year. It wasn't even close. It was embarrassing watching the Nets face the Celtics. But the playoffs are a different beast. You folded plenty of times. And the Knicks fans, right, they just saw the Knicks on the floor with you. And I don't care if you got everything locked up. You should have sat all your guys in. They were questionable. They weren't going to play. Why'd they go out there? Why'd they go out there and bother? So I don't want to hear on paper what the Celtics are. I don't want to hear that on paper this is the year that the Celtics get it done. They could get it done, but you got to show me. You got to win every single round. And you know what? You're getting lucky in the first round. We'll see what happens tomorrow, whether you draw the Bulls or the Miami Heat without Jimmy Butler. But they're a bunch of frauds up there. Their fans know it. They've choked so many times. They've had good teams. This whole era of Tatum and Brown, right? They had Marcus Smart on the team. This is probably the end of Tatum and Brown as a tandem. Stay healthy and get it done then. Stay healthy and win it all then, right? This is your year. Show me, Boston, city of champions. I'm just so tired of the Boston Celtics fans assuming that, they're just going to waltz to the championship and win it this year. They haven't done it. You don't have anybody on your team that's done it. Okay, Drew Holiday did it with the Bucks. Can he do it again with this group? I just don't talk down on what the Knicks have done. They just showed up in your building and punched you in the face, basically sending you a message that we'll be ready to see you when the time comes, the one versus two seed, if it goes down like that. I see you guys on Twitter. I see the trolling. Celtics fans, they just have this arrogance like they're currently champions. Paul Pierce ain't on the team. Ticket ain't on the team. Big Baby Davis ain't on the team. Let's go to Long Branch, New Jersey. George is on the fan. What's up, George?
Fan of your show. You just got me thinking about something when you said all that. Great preparation as well, and a great guest at the NFL draft. Of course, I'm a Philly fan. I'm in New York territory. I listen to you guys. I can respect your dislike for Philly. I've heard some other hosts talk about Philly. It amazes me that we're in your guys' head all the time because we don't really win that much compared to you guys. Now, you said something. I want to make this comment, then I'll get back to my point. Can we say that about the Yankees, too? Every year we hear that they're going to win? And how long has it been since they won?
Depends who you listen to. You know, I think there are a lot of confused, delusional Yankee fans that think every year is our year, but it's been 15 years. You could
correct.
Say that. I think Philly is awfully confident, though, all the time. And you're in Long Branch, right?
I'm in Long Branch. I'm in your hood. I'll tell you what. The Sixers, to me, and I'll tell you the worst thing that ever happened in sports is I never want to hear the words again, the process. That it was
forever processing,
joke,
still processing.
A joke. And I think Joel Embiid is soft, okay? And I'm a huge fan of Villanova. I'm a huge fan of the three guys the Knicks have. I think Joel, he didn't look right last night. He's playing injured, and the Philly's not saying a word about it. NFL draft, great show. I have two guys that I've actually quarterbacks that I think. Michael Penix, you said it earlier. I think whoever gets him, he's NFL ready. Another guy I like is Bo Nix.
Why Bo Nix? I mean, Michael Penix Jr., you turn on the film, it's obvious.
I watched him. He kind of looks NFL ready to me. And, you know, he had that extra year. If you know, he stayed in college an extra year.
Right. And he's played big-time ball at Auburn and Oregon. But when I watched him at Oregon, it was dink and dunk. It was screens. It was quick game. It was get the ball out. He had one of the quickest release times. That's not the NFL. The NFL plays have to develop. In the NFL, you have to make plays happen. I don't know if his game is going to translate right away. I think he's going to take some time, but I do give him a nod for his experience, the amount of starts he's had under center. But I look at Michael Penix Jr. as a guy that can throw the ball down the field, that can stand in the pocket. That game that he had against Texas, like, just watch that game alone. That's an NFL quarterback.
Yeah,
a lefty.
I agree.
Stay with me. The thing, too, my disdain with Philly, you're in my hood, exit 105.
I am in your hood, man.
If you start going a little bit further down the parkway, it starts to turn into Philly territory. You're right on the border. If you get into, like, Tom's River, they start repping Philly. It's weird. It's like they start thinking they're in PA. It starts turning into Eagles land. You go to Dick's Sporting Goods in Ocean County, there's no Yankees gear. There's Philly's gear. It's weird. They're confused.
Yeah, I know my place, man. I really do. And I love listening to the fans. And I do listen to the other station in Philly as well. I love listening to you guys. I just love it because I go back and forth with New Yorkers, and they keep hearing the titles. And I sit there and I laugh. I said, wait a second. You rip Cowboy fans when they use that theory of championships. And you're doing that to me. It's fun. I like the bickering. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I like the way that you do it because it seems like it's not very vile.
No, it isn't. Thanks for the call, George. I mean, you said you're a Villanova fan. That's the most recent championship that you guys can hold up. Oh, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I thought they would never win the Super Bowl. I literally grew up making fun of Eagles fans. Like, you don't have a ring. You're never going to get a ring. Like, I remember going to the draft when they had the draft in Philadelphia. I'm a Dallas fan. My sister went with me. We wore Dallas gear. They would not shut up. Like, didn't ruin it for me. But, like, I'm with my sister. She's a little girl. So, like, some of the stuff they were saying, I'm like, I can't even check some of these dudes. Shut up, bro. Leave me alone. I don't even want to talk to you. Go away. Oh, how was your flight from Dallas? I didn't fly in from Dallas. I drove here. I live in Monmouth County. Doesn't take me long to get down here to see the NFL draft on the Ben Franklin Parkway or whatever it was. That was back when they were worshiping Carson Wentz. It's disgusting. Carson Wentz, like, stood up on this, like, podium, and they were all just taking pictures and googly-eyed over Carson Wentz. Nah, I just, foo Philly. I got no love in my heart for Philly. AI, that's about it. state property when they were with The Rock, that's about it. I just think that Philly fans, right, they're lubing up the light poles, and they're getting all ready for their, their Super Bowl They're going to, you know, do what they did when they won the Super Bowl in 2016, 17, whatever it is. They've got petroleum jelly lubing up the light poles because they're going to do it. Like, just dumb. And then you lose the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts fumbles and Patrick Mahomes gets you. Red October. Here we go. Red October, baby. Philadelphia Phillies going back to the World Series. Wait a second. The Arizona Diamondbacks? Now you can't hit? Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Nick Castellanos going deep, and then you just, your bats go quiet, and your fans look like clowns walking out of Citizens Bank Park after all that yapping, all that talking. My brother and sister went down to see the Giants play at the Link years ago, and I didn't want to go. I'm a Cowboys fan. I knew better. I'm not going to that game. One, that's not my business. Giants, Eagles. Two, when they came back and told me the horror stories of what was said, what went on, I'm like, I could have told you. You walked into enemy territory. They go out of their way to be obnoxious. So when you have that reputation, it just is what it is. Not that New York is much better, but we don't like y'all. So here it is. Sixers versus Knicks. And I think already these Sixers fans are arrogant because they have Joel Embiid and they're talking down on the Knicks. The Knicks have a team. They have a coach. They have a cohesive unit. They play. And they're healthy. They had their bumps and bruises along the way, but they're healthy. Your big man is a liability. Your big man in a high-intensity series, he's more than likely to fold. Place your bets now. I've been saying Knicks in five. I've been saying Knicks in five. I could be dead wrong, and I'm not a Knicks fan. But just looking at it as an NBA fan, and right now I'm re-watching this game. Like, bro, you barely survived the play-in game against the Miami Heat and an injured Jimmy Butler. They took you to the brink of elimination. I think the Knicks are going to be rested, ready, and the Knicks have three guys that played a lot of games down there on that floor. I don't think they got anybody that can check Jalen Brunson, and I think they have the right supporting cast. If Embiid isn't dropping 50, which he's not like that right now, what do you have, 23 the other night? It's not going to be a cakewalk. It's not going to be, oh, yeah, easy series for Philadelphia. Like, these fan bases are so confident, and then it gets real in the playoffs. 877-337-6666. Which way do I want to go? I did say that we got to start talking about the Rangers. Dan is back on the fan from Middletown, Monmouth University, both sides of the phone.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for checking back in.
Thank you for having me on. Before I start, I'd like, in lieu of John Sterling retiring, I don't know if he's listening right now. I hope he is, but he's an inspiration, and I'm really going to miss hearing his voice. He's the reason I got into I'm trying to get into the field that I want to get into.
Is he really?
Along with many other people.
I didn't know that. I know, you know, when I was at Monmouth, we had plenty of opportunities to do presentations and papers on our favorite radio personalities and hosts. I didn't know John Sterling was a guy that inspired you that much. That's good to know.
He's been... he was the first person I heard when I was 7 years old and made me want to be a broadcaster. I was never good enough to play sports, but he made me believe that I could do it, and I'm trying to live out my dream because of him.
Oh, that's great. I got to relay that message to John. Hopefully I see him Saturday. What else you got, Dan?
So I'm really excited for this NHL playoffs to start. I truly think that this Rangers team, like the Yankees, this could be the year. It feels like they went all in. They brought in some really good pieces at the deadline. Roslovic's good. And if they get Filippito back, which I think is a real possibility, I don't know who could stop this team.
What a story that would be. They get Hedo back. I mean, they've been a wagon all year. They've got a bunch of guys. That was the first thing I said about this Rangers team. They got so many dudes, so many dogs, so many guys that can, you know, make plays and play defense and score goals. It's their year to get it done. It'll be really disappointing if they don't reach the Stanley Cup.
I agree. And I think the big thing this year and the big difference is I did not like the Gallant hire from day one. I thought he didn't really do a great job of coaching. They had no offensive or defensive structure. It was pure chaos, and it was basically their talent carrying them to wins on a nightly basis. They have maybe one of the best coaches in the NHL, if not the best. And being able to play Washington, a team that doesn't generate a lot of offense, when you have one of the better penalty kills and a good defensive structure, I think it's a big thing for them. I think you could see a chance that both the Knicks and the Rangers go to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'd obviously give the Rangers a better chance.
That's,
but
That's the dream. That's what most of these folks listening are hoping for. There's been a drought here. We've been starved for a champion. I don't know how many weeks on the fan over the last few years you've heard, who's the next team to bring a title back to New York? Who's the next team to have a parade? Maybe it's going to happen this year if the stars align. I know there's a lot of people pointing to 1994 and the 30 years. I don't know. I'm not a fan of the Rangers. I'm not a fan of the Knicks, but I'm a host on the fan. I'm hoping one of them get it done.
And even then, if you look a little bit further down the line to the fall, the Giants don't have a chance at a championship, but the Yankees and both the Jets, if everyone stays healthy on the Jets, they have a really good chance to win too.
Maybe.
It's shaping up to be a special year.
Maybe. Thanks for the call, Dan. Hope, optimism. It feels good to just have teams that are in there. It feels good to have a President's Trophy winner. It feels good to have a number two seed. It feels good to have a first place team in the Yankees. It feels good to have a Mets team winning 10 out of 13 games. They represent the city right? They feel like New York teams more. They represent New Yorkers right. We're tired of being bums. We're tired of being laughed at. We're tired of being bottom feeders. Someone's got to win it, man. You've heard me rant about it. The next parade in this city, the world is going to see in 4K, and they won't be able to see the street. They will see millions of fans celebrating in the streets, confetti, balloons, and probably shots and beers thrown up in the air. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We got plenty of time left. 877-337-6666. Call me up. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, yeah, rolling right along. Another beautiful night. Your nighttime host, Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking your calls live on TikTok, talking to people on there during the break, and just looking for different things to talk about. Man, we've hit on a lot tonight, mostly NFL draft, what the Jets and Giants might do in a week. It's kind of crazy to think that the draft is in a week. And today, the Mets and Yankees are off, but we're looking forward to them getting more wins this weekend. Yankees will host the Tampa Bay Rays. John Sterling will get a lot of praise and adulation and respect, and they will honor him before the game Saturday. I'll see you there. Out west, the Mets look to continue their hot streak against the Dodgers, who are not as good as everybody thought they were. Let's get back to the phones. We did a little bit of talk about the Sixers. Knicks series, I don't know. I'm not a Knicks fan, but I think the Knicks are a better team. I don't care what Paul Reed said. I'm going off of what I saw last night. I'm going off the fact that the Knicks are a better conditioned, more cohesive unit. They're the number two seed. They fought for that number two seed, and I think they'll be very comfortable with those Villanova kids going back down to Philly. 877-337-6666. We even spoke a little bit about the Rangers. I know everybody keeps talking about 94. I know there's a lot of listeners that were not old enough to remember 94, myself included, but universe never unconnects. Maybe it's the year that the Garden is rocking for the next couple months, and we see the Knicks and the Rangers get to the finals, get to the championship, and maybe someone brings it home. I would love to be at a parade sometime in June. I would love to be at the next parade in New York City. It's a drought. It's been a long time since the Giants won. 877-337, a 6, a 6, two more 6s coming up. My Casamigos big shot of the night at 11, and Ian Begley will join me at 11:15 to talk more about your New York Knicks and the series coming up in the first round against the 76ers. Let's go to the phone. PK is in Montclair. PK, what you got for us?
Hey, Keith. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. I had a question for you about a controversial topic. I wanted to get your take on the whole Trevor Bauer situation. I mean, I think there's evidence that, you know, he's not particularly a savory character, but, you know, he has been proven in the court of law as, acquitted. But, you know, he seems like an effective pitcher. But, you know, what do you think? I mean, do you think a team should take a chance on him? I mean, I'm a Yankees fan, and, you know, the Yankees accepted Aroldis Chapman, who, you know, clearly had issues, domestic violence issues. So, you know, it would be kind of hypocritical of them to say, oh, okay, you know, we're not going to, you know, take a chance on Trevor Bauer.
Why would it be hypocritical?
Well, you know, I would think that, you know, Chapman had like more there were more clear indications of evidence of, you know, domestic violence on his part.
I don't know if you could say that. I don't know if you could say there was more clear indications of what Chapman did versus what Trevor Bauer did.
That's a fair point, but, you know, MLB, you know, and the courts have acquitted Bauer, you know, whereas, you know, it sounded like to me that, that with Chapman, it was not the same thing. Like with Chapman, it was like, okay, yeah, we found him to be, you know, committing domestic violence.
And they gave Chapman the longest suspension for domestic violence in the history of Major League Baseball.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, he was out for a minute. He's a free agent now. He's done his time, but nobody will take a chance on him as we go into week four of the baseball season. PK, I'm going to let you go. Shout out to everybody on TikTok, because we were just talking about this during the break. Somebody on the TikTok comments said, what about Trevor now, buddy? What about Trevor Bauer now, buddy? And I'm like, did he get signed? Let me Google that. Let me go to Google and see if Trevor Bauer got signed tonight. Oh, no, he didn't get signed tonight. I saw the dumb video that he put out, a five-minute video. I didn't watch all of it on Twitter. He needs to stop doing that. He honestly needs to lay low. And I understand that this woman who just got indicted for trying to defraud him, you know, the accuser or whatever, she's in trouble. But for the thousandth time, some of you got to give it a rest with Trevor Bauer. I don't understand the campaigning for the guy. It's honestly nuts. I don't understand the whataboutism. Well, what about Aroldis Chapman? Just to even say it would be hypocritical for the Yankees to not sign Trevor Bauer right now because they employed Aroldis Chapman? It's a complete different situation. Now, what Aroldis Chapman did was not great either. Despicable, honestly. We heard that he fired gunshots at his girlfriend, that he choked her in a dispute that they had. But Aroldis Chapman had two different stints with the New York Yankees, was under contract. This guy is not under contract with the Yankees. The Yankees rather put anybody out there, Luke Weaver out there, Cody Poteet out there, than to bring in Trevor Bauer. And the whole league is in lockstep on that. Why, folks? Why? 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 Because obviously they know something that we all don't know yet. And I think there's enough that we know to understand that nobody wants this guy on their team. He ain't that good. I told you, I did this weeks ago. I thought this one died, right? I thought this one died down. I was on record. When BT and Sal had this man in here sitting right where I am, I believe, that was a long time ago. It was a Friday. I remember talking to Spike, like, we had a meeting on Friday. I'm like, nah, let's listen to this. This is must-listen radio. I was babysitting my son the whole day, or I guess I can't babysit my own son, but I was taking care of my son. So I was listening to it, but I wasn't really listening. And I didn't have all the facts. I don't have all the information. What I thought was there was just one girl. And that one girl that case was done or whatever, and now he wasn't charged, and he's going to come back to Major League Baseball. I'm like, okay, cool. This guy's a pitching savant, a baseball savant. He knows his stuff. He could help a team. He says he's one of the top 15 pitchers in the world. Well, that's cap. That's not true. We saw that. He can't get out Mexican League batters. He had a good inning against the Yankees, I guess, their B squad, half of their A squad. And I don't understand the campaigning for a guy that is a serial abuser. We have grown men still calling this radio station to say, how come the Yankees or the Mets won't sign Trevor Bauer? Because he's the type of guy that likes to link with any girl that messages him on Instagram, invite them to his house, and then punch them in their private parts. That's what we know about Trevor Bauer. He likes to film this type of stuff, folks. This guy was a serial abuser. There are multiple women that, like, think about this type of stuff. You think all these girls want to be known for this? You think all these girls want this dirty laundry out there? You think all these girls want this stamped on their forehead? Lindsay Hill does. And this other chick, Darcy Isamanu, that's two. There are other girls. I look at this guy as irresponsible. Not just irresponsible when he was pitching for the Cleveland Indians, not Guardians at the time, and he was playing around with a drone and cut up his fingers before his starts in the World Series, lost both of those starts. Not that kind of irresponsible, but lump that in. Not irresponsible when Terry Francona came to take the ball from him, get him off the mound, and he launches it over the center field wall. Not that. Not that. Not the irresponsible going on social media, attacking media members, going back and forth with people, including attacking Rob Manfred. He's never getting back in baseball, yo. Sorry. And I don't understand why you guys champion this guy and you go to bat for him. I've been seeing it on social media for a long time. I've been seeing it. I've been hearing it on WFA, and I've taken probably 10 calls on it. It's nonsense. Let it go. You love this guy? You like this guy? That's your favorite pitcher? That's your favorite player of all time? You're a weirdo, bro. Enough of that. Trevor Bauer is not in the league because the league literally knows that he shouldn't be in the league. He doesn't belong. It's a privilege to play Major League Baseball. This guy made a ton of money. He won a Cy Young, and he pissed it all away because he was irresponsible. And nobody is taking the gamble of signing him and having people show up to their ballpark to protest it. Nobody is taking the gamble of bringing him in and having women in their fan base be disgusted that they are employing this guy who's a serial abuser, who doesn't show any remorse, is trying to play victim, doesn't seem like he's getting any counseling, and all he wants to do is talk about baseball and pitching and how he's great and this and this and that and how all these girls did this. Bro, you brought that on yourself. So, I don't know. If you guys want me to keep kicking the same Trevor Bauer spiel, I don't want the guy on the New York Yankees. I'm a Yankee fan. I don't think the Yankees would sign him. I know the Mets aren't going to sign him. I don't know who's going to sign him in Major League Baseball. He can sign a 10-day contract with the Asian Breeze and go pitch on the backfields against the Los Angeles Dodgers minor leaguers. Good for you, Trevor Bauer. Make a YouTube video about it. He can pitch in the Mexico series against Robinson Cano on the team against Volpe and Trevino and a couple guys in one game. And it's not going to erase what Major League Baseball knows about him in court, what these women have said, what is just on the internet. If you do a couple searches, if you just type in Trevor Bauer on Twitter, he messed up. And I understand people deserve second chances. I understand people make mistakes, but they took a hard stance on this dude. And it seems like all 30 Major League Baseball teams, right, he's played for three of them. There's no opportunity for him in Major League Baseball, definitely not in Manfred's league. Go back to all the things that he had to say about Rob. You guys got to let it go. I think it's super weird that all these dudes are campaigning for Trevor Bauer, like trying to like save this guy's career. He messed up. He did this stuff, yo. He's got videos of him beating girls up in his room. That's your man's? That's who you want to see pitch? That's who you want to see come save the day? Not me. Not me. Anywho, 877-337-6666. Can we talk about the actual Yankees and the guys that are on the field? Can we talk about the Mets, the guys that are actually on the field? Some good guys, some good men that are out there trying to play and are doing the right things and are responsible, right? With great power comes great responsibility. You can't be a star, a major league player making millions, representing a whole city, and do some of the stuff that guy did. I don't feel bad for him. It is what it is. 877-337-6666. KM on the Fan. KM to AM returns right after this. Yo. Timely Drop. That's a Jack Harlow song. And I'm looking for Casamigos' Big Shot of the Night. And I'm on Twitter, and Dave Portnoy is trending. And there's this picture of Dave Portnoy, but it's not Dave Portnoy. It looks like Mark Zuckerberg mixed with Jack Harlow. And people are saying they're going to tell their kids that's Dave Portnoy. So on Twitter, Dave Portnoy from Barstool is trending. I don't know what's going on. Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking calls, talking sports. And Ian Begley will join me at 11:15 to talk Knicks. And like I said, my Casamigos Big Shot of the Night comes up every night at 11. None of our local teams played, so I got to get crafty. I got to figure some stuff out. Let's see if we can get two or three calls in before we go to the next break and the update. Roscoe's in Brooklyn. Roscoe, you're back on the Fan.
Yo, Keith, what's going on, man? Quick question. I know Saturday, you know, it's gonna be a zooing day on Saturday in Yankee Stadium. My question to you is, if I go through the clear entrance, will I still be able to get one of those Aaron Judge bobbleheads?
Yeah, they'll have them. I don't know how long. I would say you got 30
I'm
minutes.
I'm outside at 10 o'clock. I'm lining up at 10, but you know that clear is like, you know, it's almost like you don't got to, it's not a line like.
No, I'm very familiar. They should have a stack of them even in the clear line.
Sounds good. All right, sounds good. So me and wifey going to be in there. Hopefully we get to run into you. You probably be with the Bleacher Creatures. Are you guys got a call for Sterling on Saturday or what? What's going on?
I'm sure there will be some type of chant for John Sterling. There will be something that the Creatures will cook up. I'm planning on going like media because I want to see John. So I'm planning on going as a media member and going to the media section. But you know, I can't stay up there long. I don't belong up there.
Of course. I'm gonna be in the standing section, Pepsi only. So you're gonna see me with the big flag representing for the man. Isn't Soto so beautiful out there?
And you know what's crazy about yesterday's game? Of course.
You know what's crazy about yesterday's game? That solo shot that he hit. That little does everyone know, that was the turning point of the game. I'm not sure if they made it, but that should have been the turning point of the game because it just brought us one run less. Giancarlo's came, hit the home run, and then bing, bang, boom. Next thing you know, Yankees win. The Yankees win. But once again, we got to go back to Soto because in the first inning, he had the double. So we just got to give homage to this dude, man.
Oh, yeah.
And I get it. Let's go, Keith. I'll see you Saturday, baby boy.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Roscoe. I mean, he had a walk. He had a double. He had a home run, a walk. Every pitch matters. Every at-bat watching Juan Soto is entertaining. He doesn't take a pitch off. He'll look at the umpire like, yo, you missed that call. He'll step in. They'll throw a ball. He'll step out. He'll hit the shuffle. He'll pound his hip. He'll look at the pitcher. He'll shake his head. Nah, you're not getting me with that nonsense. The guy is box office. He's going to be a $600 million player, and I'm glad to have him on the New York Yankees, and my hope is that he stays for the rest of his career. Jack is in Manhattan next up on the Fan. Go for it, Jack.
Hey, what's going on? I wanted to bring to your attention that Volpe going to number one, I don't understand like why they needed to move him to number one. Like, as an individual, I could understand why he's at number one, but like for depth of the lineup, like,
yeah, you don't have to bring it to my attention. I've been very vocal about it from the start. I didn't want him moved. They moved him around too much his rookie year. I felt like it was a premature move this year. Now you can't move him. Now he's your leadoff hitter. So if he doesn't return to what we saw the first three series of the year, I don't know. I trust that he will. I know that he puts in the work. He's trying, but he looks different already facing Chris Bassett, facing Yusei Kikuchi, right? I look at the right. Yankees like they got cute. Maybe it was Booney because Booney told the media, yeah, when we look up in 10 years, that's what he's going to be. He's going to be at the top of the lineup. Then the next day, he was at the top of the lineup, and reporters asked him about it. He said it was to get Gleyber Torres going. To hell with that. The coddling of Gleyber Torres has to end. I'm so tired of doing things for Gleyber Torres. Oh, yeah, let's move Gleyber Torres back to second base, and he can only play second base after we thought he was our shortstop. Oh, come, Gleyber's still not figuring it out on the base pass. Gleyber's still not figuring it out, bobbling balls, not knowing where to throw the ball. Gleyber's still not hustling. You know what I'm saying? Like, this whole Gleyber Torres experience, yeah, for as good as the kid can be at times, it has been super frustrating, and it's time to move on. They've tried to trade him in the past. I've been trying to trade him since the lockout. I've been trying to trade him since they traded for IKF Donaldson. I'm tired of seeing it. He's not that good for what he does on the downside, what he does to affect winning.
I think what Boone has is that he puts everybody in the front of the lineup, like all his greatest, like all the greats, like all the best players, and then like he forgets about the rest of the lineup, but he doesn't spread it out with good enough depth.
It was effective. Like, for once, we had a lineup every day that we could expect. It felt like we had a balanced lineup, guys in the same spot every day. I didn't care that Gleyber Torres was struggling at the leadoff spot. You decided he would be there. You thought it was going to be DJ LeMahieu. When he got hurt, you decided it would be Gleyber Torres. I would have rather seen them move Alex Verdugo to the leadoff spot, a guy that led off last year at times for the Boston Red Sox, than to say, Volpe, you look great. You're playing like an all-star. You're ready. No, let the kid continue to build on his hot start. Instead, you put the pressure on him to face everybody's ace first. And you can see he's pressing. He's grounding out. He's striking out. He had a 4-strikeout game the other night. I'm like, this isn't right.
It was last Tuesday when they switched them to Boone, switched them to number one. That's when they started struggling that Tuesday versus Miami.
Yeah, because it's a chain reaction. You change one thing, it changes the rest of everything. It changes the lineup. I've been saying I would have liked to see Volpe stay because Verdugo started heating up after the end of that Diamondbacks series. I would have liked to see Verdugo and Volpe in the second half of the lineup doing damage. And now Trevino's hitting down there. Oswaldo's hitting down there. Like, I felt like it was a premature move. I said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It wasn't broke. They fixed it. And now there's no going back. Volpe's your leadoff hitter for the next 10 years. He's 22 years old, man. Yeah. He's 22. Put Verdugo there before him. Let DJ come back and put him at the leadoff spot before Volpe. And I get it. I took a call where someone's like, are you crazy? You'd rather have Gleyber Torres? No, but I'd rather not mess up a good thing.
Right. All right. Thanks. That's it.
Thanks for the call, Jack. All right. Dave is in Comac next up on the fan. What about those Islanders, Dave?
What about them? They're probably going to beat the Hurricanes.
Are they?
I think they will because the Hurricanes, in my opinion, are the equivalent of the Rangers.
Wait. Okay. Let's backtrack this one.
What's that?
Let's take a couple steps back. Islanders are going to beat the Hurricanes in the first round because the Hurricanes are the equivalent of the Rangers?
That's
Explain
correct.
That.
Well, they have a lot of scoring. The Islanders almost beat the Rangers in two games, and they have quite a few scorers on the team. I think the Islanders
almost.
Are quite capable of beating the Rangers, and they're also capable of beating the Hurricanes. I also think that Washington is going to beat the Rangers because the Rangers can't stay out of the penalty box. They're a stupid, cocky team that solves their problems by causing fights like they did with the Devils at the beginning of the game.
All right, Dave. Thanks for the call. So I think Dave, just, you know, as an Islanders fan, he's got a very slanted opinion and a lean. The Islanders are going to beat the Hurricanes because the Hurricanes are the Rangers, and the Rangers, they're not beating the Capitals. I would say the opposite. I would say the opposite of that. But what do I know? What do I know? I just started watching hockey. I could be completely wrong. Keith McPherson on the fan. 877-337-6666. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. After that, Ian Begley will join me at 11:15. We'll have time for maybe two or three calls. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.